It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually like Taylor Swift. I do. Nothing wrong with admitting it. You know, there was a story out yesterday, and then it was quashed, that Taylor Swift would be the halftime act at the Super Bowl. And then another report came out that she wasn't going to be the act. I'm sure they talked to her. I'm sure she said she would think about it. I don't know that there's any reason that Taylor Swift needs to be at the Super Bowl. Usually, people do it to try to sell, promote an album that's coming out. She doesn't need it. Anytime she has something to come out, it's just, it's off the charts anyway. All right, setting up hour number two. Obviously, the Eagles against the Redskins tomorrow. 6.5-point favorites. Mark Lawrence will be here at same time this week as he's every week, about 9:40. And we'll talk about the games, college today, the pros tomorrow, the Eagles game. And the question I asked in the first hour, and people are commenting, why do people boo Carson Wentz? What did he do? If anything, the team's in better shape. And he didn't really hurt that much. They got draft picks for him. He didn't work out. You know, and I know he didn't listen to the coach all the time. But, you know, he's 2 years removed. Sometimes you got to move on. It's the first time they're playing him. And it is interesting to see how he plays against the Eagles. There's no question. I'm interested to see how he plays, see if he has any more juice to, you know, that first game against your former team. Sometimes that hurts you rather than helps you. But we'll see. 6.5-point favorites. I wouldn't lay the points, but we'll ask Mark Lawrence about that too. Ben Simmons, as J.J. Redick was kissing both butts of his rear end in a podcast. I think J.J. Redick's a fraud. But he was really a nice player at one time. Then the last few years he was stealing money. Couldn't defend, wasn't as good a shooter, but whatever the case. So we had him on there and kissed his butt. But he said some things which I don't know that, well, it was wrong to him to allude that, you know, it was difficult to play there. That's part of being a professional athlete. Somehow, he got to figure it out, but he's got better players around. I think he's got better players around him now with the Nets if he does the right thing. And he's trying to justify the fact that he can't shoot on that podcast. And that's weak, too. No, I'm responsible for a lot of points, you know. But you got to be able to shoot. It is the NBA. The Britton Covey story was a fascinating story. Couldn't get into the players' lot last week because he had the wrong pass, and the guy didn't know who he was. But to Britton Covey's credit, such a grounded guy. It wasn't his fault. I didn't have the right pass, you know, all those things. So he totally understood. It's just how many guys would have done that without going ballistic? So it's nice. And our question this week to try to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers: most memorable game from a former player against his former team, which would be here in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to, let me see where we go here. We're going to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm great, Bill. Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. That's great. So anyway, I'll give you my reason why we should boo Carson Wentz. And that is, he is now a Washington Redskin, and he could hurt us. And I think he is fragile and will not take the booing well. And so, therefore, you know, he will play worse against us. So it's not what he did in the past, it's what he is now.
Yeah, but that's not why people are booing him.
No, it's not.
You know, when you get to Philadelphia, that's, you know, I guess just to create a lot of noise, but and try to get in his head. That's not a bad reason. I understand that. It's not a bad reason, but that's not the reason that people are doing it.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But be the reason why I would. It's
okay.
Tactic.
All right. I got it. All right. It's not terrible. All right. Who is your player that came back to haunt his former team, so to speak?
DeSean Jackson, when he went to the Redskins after the first time he left us, several times burned us in games.
Well, you know, he also, I think he did some things when he was with Tampa, too, against the Eagles, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the mix. That is a good one. DeSean Jackson did. He still had some juice left in the tank for actually a few years, I guess. Let's go to Bill. You're on WIP.
You just had Bill.
Oh, is that right? I'm sorry, Bill. I just... sorry, Bill. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How you, Dennis, how are you this fine morning, this fine Saturday morning?
I'm sharing a day with Bill Matz today.
What's that?
Bill Matz and I are sharing the same day.
Oh, is that? Well, today is not his birthday. It's tomorrow, but I'm ahead of the game.
All right.
So yours is so today is yours, Sam. Well, happy birthday.
Tomorrow's also James Seltzer's birthday.
Yeah, I heard that, I guess, 100 times during the midday show.
Question for you. What's wrong with Bryce Harper?
You know what? I don't remember him getting off to quick starts, and it's kind of like starting over after the injury. Yeah, that's the only thing I can figure. He's just, you know, he's out of sync.
His average has dropped over 30 points since his return, and he's only got 2 homers.
Yeah, he's obviously not swinging the bat well, for sure. And that is an issue. And I don't know, at the end of the season, I don't know. I mean, it's just other than he's trying to get himself back. And sometimes when you're out of sync, you can go in the cage, you can do all those things, and it ain't working for him. And I don't know if he still feels it a little bit in his hand.
Do you think they should sit him?
You could give him a day off, but he won't accept that. he won't accept that. So could you give him a day off? Yes. Will you give him a day off? I'm not sure. Yes. But that's where the manager's got to take control and say, hey, listen, why don't you just take a day off? You know what? I would do it today. I would do it. If you're going to do it, I would do it today.
Yeah. And tomorrow, as far as Carson Wentz, I hope we bury him because of the way he left town was disgraceful.
Well, yeah, but why? You know, so, but the Eagles made out better. Didn't they make out better? And that's my question. Didn't they make out better?
Yeah, they did, but I'm saying with his actions, the way he threw our coach under the bus, basically, and you know,
he didn't say anything about him. He didn't follow all his directions. He didn't do everything he was told. He didn't throw him under the bus. He didn't say anything publicly.
Yeah. No,
he didn't say anything publicly. I mean, if he did, I missed it.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't understand it. He didn't do anything. Like, hey, listen, he's gone. As it turned out, once they drafted Jalen Hurts, wasn't going to work, and he didn't accept that well, and
no,
that was a problem. But that's not a reason to boo. If I asked somebody right now, who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz? You would
Jalen
tell me,
Hurts.
Okay. So how did it hurt the Eagles? And they got picks for it. Didn't work out.
No, it didn't. No.
You know, I wonder if the people in Detroit. Did Jared Goff play back in Detroit? I'm not Detroit. In back against
LA?
The Rams yet?
No, I don't think so.
So, do you think they're going to boo him? No. Actually, the people, fans in Los Angeles, when they come to a football game, are comatose anyway.
If they didn't get that quarterback from Detroit, they would not have won the Super Bowl last year.
Stafford. Yeah, there's no question. So it didn't...
So he,
Yeah, so it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt the. It's the same thing with the Eagles. It, you know, they took a step forward. And somebody mentioned, oh yeah, they heard they had dead cap money. They could have signed a free agent last year. No, they couldn't. If they could have, they would have. That's the way I look at it. If they could have, they would have. But you know, it's just I don't know. I just don't get it. Kyle sent me a text. Kyle, why don't you tell people why you would boo him?
Okay, well, when Carson Wentz requested a trade, he left the Eagles with the largest dead cap hit in NFL history, $33.8 million. That's a huge hole that they had to dig, dig out.
Yeah, but what they got out of it in a year.
They did, but, I mean, that was... By how he's doing, Wentz kind of screwed them. I mean, did put them in that bad situation.
Okay, and who could they have signed with that dead cap money?
I don't know. I mean,
that's the whole point. You know, listen, his requesting a trade probably wasn't necessary because they were probably going to trade him anyway because they were going to move forward with Hurts.
Yeah, maybe, but he did request a trade, and they were $33.8 million in the hole. That's
one player, but how much were they in the hole total? It probably wasn't much else.
I don't know, but I do know it was the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history. I don't think anyone.
I'll bet you there's half the teams in the NFL have at least 35 to 40 million dead cap money right now.
Maybe
not with one player.
One player, yeah.
Okay, but it's still, you know, the number's the number, regardless of who it was. It's, you know, I don't think it hurt them because they move forward and they're moving forward and they're a better team. So it's okay. You know, for once you're wrong, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, Dennis, who's your player that came back to hurt his former Philadelphia?
Well, didn't Cliff Lee leave and then come back?
Who?
Cliff Lee.
Yeah, but he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he came back.
Yeah.
But he didn't hurt him. I don't think he even pitched against him, did he? No, he didn't even pitch against him. So that wouldn't be a good one, Dennis. That would not be a good one, but that's all right. Nice try. It's who came back and hurt his former team. That's the way, you know, I'm looking at this thing. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? Before I make my Phillies points, I want to say I think the Eagles will win 28-10.
Okay, so you'd lay the points, which I wouldn't do. I wouldn't play the game.
I wouldn't gamble on that, but I just feel they're going to win. Anyway,
there's a lot of people that will, yeah.
Right. Okay, about the Phillies.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to tell you why you were wrong about the crowds. But first, let me say, are you aware that the Phillies have a winning record against the Dodgers this season? They have a winning record against the Braves overall.
Okay.
Okay.
Now they do after these two wins because they were one. Okay. I think they were one. But here's what I'm going to tell. Okay, okay, whoa. Okay, now here I'm going to ask you a question. After Washington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Miami, do they have a winning record against plus 500 teams?
Yeah, they have a winning record against plus 500 teams.
No, they don't. Overall. No. No, because they're 20-some games over 500 against Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. So that means, what are they, 17 games over 500 now? So that means against plus 500 teams, they have to have a losing record. I know the Dodgers is one game because they only played them seven times. Atlanta, it's one game. That's fine.
Well, wait a minute. Atlanta, they're 8-6 against the Atlanta.
Okay,
Braves.
Because they won the last two games. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you feel that they're no good. They can't even. They
no, I said they're good, but they're. I don't think they're going to win in the playoffs. That's my point.
Nobody thought that Tampa Bay in 2008 would even be in the World Series.
Well, they didn't think, but they knew they were a good team.
Okay. Now,
Tampa's always a good team. They do a great job with their minor league players, with their young players. It's unbelievable. They really do a great job.
The last point I'm going to make is why you're wrong about the crowds. Number one, it's a football, basketball, and hockey town. Okay, that's a fact.
Well, okay, let me correct you. It's no longer a hockey town. When you get 6,000-7,000 people in the game, the hockey team's terrible. A basketball gets 20,000 because the people always are kind into thinking they're going to win a championship. So it's a football town. I get that.
Right.
I get it. I don't care about the crowds. People complain. If the people want to come out, they come out. I don't have a problem if they don't come out.
The Phillies fans always been bandwagon jumpers, okay? And the weather, that was a stupid statement because they packed the house with the Eagles when it's snowing, okay? It's just that the Phillies fans are bandwagon jumpers, and if they go to the World Series, they might do it.
Now, There's too many games. The game has turned into a less than exciting, and it's a shame because I loved baseball. It was a great game. It was a great, when I say great, I mean a great game. But with the analytics has just destroyed the excitement in the game. It's just terrible what they've done to the game.
Are you aware that if the Phillies were in the World Series and the Eagles played on the same day, the Phillies still wouldn't pack the house because it's a football town, common sense, and that's it. They just do.
No,
I'm not
interested. It'd be close, but that's who cares? But they're not going to be in the World Series anytime soon.
The player that I feel that came back was Scott Rowland.
Did he do a lot against the Phillies? I don't remember that, but I'll check it. All right, Jim, you're in the mix, okay? I don't know. The World Series, well, they wouldn't be playing at the same time anyway. So that would never happen. If the Phillies were in the World Series, the Eagles and the Phillies wouldn't play at the same time. They would not play at the same time. So it wouldn't make any difference. 215-592-9494. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? But we're at the Borgata. That's why it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. And the Eagles play tomorrow. They should be. And I see no reason they won't be 3-0. But I'm not laying the points. I'm just not laying the points. It's just until, I don't know who. If they get to Arizona, they're going to be an underdog. Then I take the Eagles because I think Arizona's a fraud. But we'll see. But we got to get there first. I'm Howard Eskin. You got the numbers on speed dial. If you don't, put it in. 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Isn't it a nice place here? Yes, it is. All right. We shall return. We'll get to your calls.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.